Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Many Massachusetts cities and towns have been pushing back against President Trump's tough stance on immigration ever since he was elected. Many have established sanctuary policies, and groups have called on universities to end contracts with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Amid this highly charged and political backdrop, Massachusetts sheriffs are quietly using their jails to continue the long-standing practice of housing ICE inmates for the federal government, and they're bringing millions of dollars into the state. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has been looking at these contracts and is with us now to unpack the numbers. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Bob.
So first of all, the big picture, what are we looking at here in terms of these contracts with ICE?
We have four county sheriffs here that contract with the Department of Homeland Security to house ICE inmates. Bristol, Franklin, Plymouth, and Suffolk County sheriffs. Suffolk's contract actually dates back all the way to 2003. So these county sheriffs are holding federal ICE inmates in their facilities, places where state inmates serve short sentences or are maybe awaiting trial. And these ICE inmates could be undocumented immigrants who have no criminal charges but are in removal procedures, so the government is trying to have them deported. Or the ICE inmates could also be immigrant detainees who do have criminal charges and are also awaiting deportation. Usually they're people who've lived in local Massachusetts communities, but it's possible for ICE to transfer inmates to these Massachusetts sheriff's offices from other parts of the country. And so there are contracts for housing services, but there's also contracts for transportation, in some cases for medical care, as well as office space. What we're looking at here are housing contracts. We asked for invoices for fiscal year 2017 and 2018. So essentially, we're looking at the amount of money the federal government is paying to house the inmates in Massachusetts facilities.
What were the big takeaways?
In those 2 years combined, the state brought in almost $40 million for housing federal ICE inmates at those four county jails. Now, up until 2016, that money stayed at the county sheriff's office. They were reimbursed directly by the federal government. But that changed in 2016, and the money was rerouted into the state's general fund, this large pool of money that funds everything in the state from education to transportation. And interestingly, this comes in the context of statewide declines in overall inmate populations, a 21% drop in the last 7 or 8 years.
So does that mean that the state needs this income?
So we talked to Ben Foreman at Mass Inc., a research and policy nonprofit, to provide a little context for us around these numbers.
As our populations have declined in our correctional facilities, there's been beds to fill in order to keep people employed. One of the questions for us is, would we rather close these facilities and find other employment for correctional officers?
Or, Foreman says, keep filling these empty beds with ICE inmates.
Do we know if the state is making profit from these contracts or breaking even or losing money by housing ICE inmates?
The short answer, Bob, is we don't know. And to be honest, it doesn't seem like the state knows either. We asked that exact question of the Executive Office of Administration and Finance, and that question was never addressed. So we looked at how much each of these sheriffs charged ICE during those 2 years compared to what each of the sheriffs reported spending on operating expenses. Just for comparison's sake, here are some of the results. The money Bristol County charged ICE, a total of almost $12.6 million over those 2 years, actually surpassed the sheriff's operating expenses by about $1.5 million over that same time period. That's not to say that Bristol profited that $1.5 million because employee wages and pension expenses and other things like that have to be accounted for. But the money charged to ICE, at the very least, covered the operating expenses and then some. And in Franklin and Plymouth County Sheriff's offices, housing ICE inmates accounted for more than half of their respective operating budgets. So it's not an insignificant amount of money. We asked State Representative Antonio Cabral from New Bedford in Bristol County if he had any insight into whether the state sees any net profits off these contracts with ICE.
I'm not sure if we are making money off the ICE detainees. I think it would be a good analysis. It's one that I have never been able to see, is an analysis of how much it costs to provide the service to each detainee, and does the $90 or the $99 cover for that cost?
That's something we asked each of the sheriff's offices. Look, we know how much you charge ICE a day per detainee, but how much are you actually spending per inmate every day?
And?
Well, Bristol County was the only one to get us a number by the time we published the story, and they tell us that the average cost for an inmate is $88 a day. Now, they're charging $98 to ICE per ICE detainee. The rest of the sheriff's offices said that they either do not keep track of that or don't have records that correspond.
So there's more to look into here, and you'll stay on top of it.
There certainly is, Bob. Yes, we will.
WBUR's Shannon Dooling, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.